St. Cuthbert and the Fish. There have been many people living in the world who have been good and kind and loving. And one of them, who lived 1,300 years ago, was called Cuthbert. He lived on an island off the Northumbrian coast. You may have heard of it. Holy Island. He loved to spend his time in prayer. He was kind and he was thoughtful. And one day he was asked to go and visit another monastery, for yes, he was a monk. And he took a younger man with him. The young monk was proud to be with him. And as they walked along, the young man looked up and said, "Father, I'm very hungry. Can we get some food from somewhere, please?" "If we need food," said Cuthbert, "then we must pray for it." And they knelt down together and they prayed for a meal. An eagle was flying overhead, and the eagle was carrying a great fish, a beautiful salmon, and the eagle dropped that fish right in front of them. The young monk jumped up. He was so delighted. "Oh, Father Cuthbert," he said, "look, we have a great feast. We can eat a whole fish." But Cuthbert shook his head. "You are forgetting something, my son. You are forgetting that it was the eagle who caught the fish, and so we must share the food with him." And so it was. They cut the fish in two and cooked half of it for themselves and left the rest for the eagle. The young monk had learned his lesson, and when they arrived at the monastery, which was a good walk away, the young monk thought that he was ready for his bed. But Cuthbert, who had said good night to everyone, went out and away from the monastery and found his way down to the edge of the sea. The young monk followed him and hid in the grasses and watched, and he saw Cuthbert standing there by the water's edge. He lifted up his arms to the sky and he said his prayers. He did not move all night long. Even as the cold water came around his legs, he still stood still and prayed and gave thanks for the wonder of creation. In the morning, when the tide was turning and the water was slipping away down to the sea, two of the shyest animals came out of the sea to look at Cuthbert. They were sea otters. They don't normally come close to people, but they came and they played around Cuthbert's feet. When they went away, Cuthbert turned and returned to the monastery, and the young monk came and said, "I saw what happened in the night. I saw what happened, Father Cuthbert." And Cuthbert turned to him and said, "What I was doing was private. I was giving thanks for this wonderful creation. I was saying my prayers. You must not talk about what you have seen until after I am dead." And the young monk kept his word, for Cuthbert and all his love of creation was so important. But that was shared with many people through the stories of his life.